Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have with me Joanna Tress. Joanna is a singer, songwriter, and composer based in Orlando, Florida. She promotes creative and artistic expression in others. She serves as a co-host and entertainer for exclusive events like the Believe Retreat in Jacksonville, Florida, and the Inspire Her Next Chapter Conference in Dallas, Texas. Joanna's journey from rock bottom to rock star, I love that, is a part of an Amazon best-selling anthology, and she loves to share how divine wisdom and the gig economy have helped her create a life she loves. And I met Joanna at a networking event here in Orlando, and it was great to meet her there, and I am so excited to have her here. Hi, Joanna. Welcome.
Hello, Julie. Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be a part of your podcast today.
Well, I really appreciate your agreeing to be with us because I think your journey and your story is just amazing. So why don't we start out with a little bit of that? Talk to me about going from rock bottom to rock star. What does that actually mean?
Yes, that was inspired by the largest gig that I've ever had. When the pop supergroup from the 70s, Air Supply, was on their
Oh, yes.
30-year anniversary tour in 2005, they stopped in a little town called Gadsden, Alabama, for their annual festival on the river, Riverfest. That is where my ex-husband is from. I have three children. I got married young and still wanted to continue to create. Continue to perform no matter what my circumstances were, married, single mom, whatever. So when Air Supply came to town, I was part of their opening show, opening act, and I had written a theme song for the city of Gadsden, Alabama, and taught it to the girls. We had a little girl group called Sweet Inspiration. There were four of us, and boom, that was the largest crowd. It was about 5,000 people, but for me, that's a large crowd for me. And it was a fantastic night. So that was just the height, really, of my performing. We got to meet the guys. I love Russell. He can still hit those high notes, you know. So we're hanging with this great world-renowned super group. They complimented us on our harmony and our performance. So it was just riding high. But at the same time, when I went home, I picked up my babies from the 24-hour daycare and went home. I was really living in a situation that reflected something totally different from the fabulous, exciting performance that people saw on the stage that night. So that's where we talk about looking at my circumstances and realizing I was at rock bottom. So I was a divorced mother of three children, deadbeat dad, displaced from my own family. I was sort of put off. I'm from New Jersey. I'm from the New York City metropolitan area with professional business and internships and opportunities. And of course, show business and Broadway and blah, blah, blah. And here I was so far away. So I was far away, not only geographically, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, creatively, just out of touch from the path that I had started on. So that was where I realized I was rock bottom, living in public housing, depending on food stamps, and just trying to get myself together and on track so I could be the best person, I could be the best mother, I could be in everything else. So it was that tremendous contrast in settings where I'm really at rock bottom. And then, over time, thank goodness my kids are all grown now. I'm already a grandmother. I've got a 1-year-old and 2-year-old granddaughter. So over time and never giving up is how you get from one place to another. There are angels that you meet along the way, so to speak, those helpers, those kind people, and you pay it forward. And then the goodness
Absolutely,
just keeps
yes.
coming around. So that's really, I was at rock bottom at that point in 2005. And by the time that I was in the book From Pain to Profit, 2, 3 years ago now, I think, I was able to to get out of it and to have a great story to share and to inspire and encourage others. And so that's the rock star thing, not just on stage, but in life.
That's amazing. So tell me a few things that you actually did or things that happened that helped you get to where you are now.
Okay, well, number one, it's for me, it's mindset. So when you make up your mind to think positive thoughts about yourself, about other people, and seeing the good that can come out of any situation as well, that's the impact. You've got to forgive folks and understand if you're not treated the way that you would like to be treated, that individual who may have hurt you is doing the best they can with who they are at that moment and what they know at that moment. You give folks the benefit of the doubt. We have limitations and there's circumstances that are bothering us that cause us to project negativity on other people. So you let that go and then you say, okay, look, let me set some goals for myself and let me take baby steps to get there one at a time. And so that's when it comes to employment. That's where it comes to that personal development. That's where it comes in, to service and helping others. So that was really over time what helped me get out of it. It was never giving up. It was always making sure that I was being productive. I even took some time to homeschool my children so that we could really strengthen our bonds. And what I feel good about is if I moved or went into full-time work and put them in the public school system, we did that twice. They were at or above grade level in everything and excelling. So I'm thankful for that journey. So realize sometimes there's a time, there's a season to do different things in your life. And you can always go back to the mainstream, to the ideal situation. You can go for the gold, but there are times right, you need to pull back and do things a little bit differently. And then you're able to get the strength to go on that path.
I like the fact that you talked about pulling back because I think a lot of people and a lot of things online these days promise this, amazing life, and you're never going to worry about money. You're never going to, have a bad day, pretty much, if you take my program or if you do this or if you do that. And that, that's just not life. That's just not life. That's not realistic. And so I like the fact that you say sometimes it's not about, driving and going for that goal, but it's pulling back and resting. And like you said, gathering your strength again. And that's just as important as, moving forward through obstacles that come your way. What is one of the biggest obstacles that you have faced in your recent life? So maybe in the last 5 years or so that you've had to overcome?
Perfect. That's what I was going to bring up because I had a journey where I left my full-time job with in health insurance. I'm licensed for health insurance, life insurance, and annuities here in Florida. There were some corporate things and injustice, mistreatment, et cetera, that I saw. And then I felt like I had a glass ceiling. I'm going for promotions and trying other departments. I just wanted to grow. And then I felt stuck. I excelled. I was number one in sales and quality and became a trainer and served on some extra committees for project management, engagement, et cetera. But I was still stuck in that negative zone. So I wanted to break out and I wanted to be independent. Well, in the process of learning that I wasn't truly equipped with these skills and discipline and habits that it takes to work for yourself. There was a learning curve with that. And
Oh,
also,
yes.
yes, and real, and then also being sold that dream that we're talking about. We have these influencers and coaches, and they have the answer. They have the solution to transform you. And so I actually invested in a couple of things. I didn't spend as much money as others do. It was maybe hundreds or low, thousands at the time. But What was interesting is over this time of trying things, and yes, I put together my musical theater production, one woman show that I composed and wrote and got that on stage a couple of times. You know, I had the creative part of me and the making a living part of me that don't always go together. But in this journey, it brought me right back to really what my original goals and values have always been. And yes, all that glitters is not gold. And there are so many people who are want to be to share their knowledge, their wisdom, their experience, and their training. Yes, they want to make a living from it, but it's not always a value to the people that they're selling to and recruiting. And so I got stuck in that thing where I was constantly being sold to. I was constantly being promised so many things. And it causes you to doubt yourself. I had what I needed inside of me the whole time. I needed to get in touch with that. So that's why I've had a full circle thing. Guess what I'm doing right now to make a living? I'm back in insurance. I'm back with my day job, right? There were gigs that kept me going because it's important to be flexible and to take advantage of opportunities to make a few bucks here and there because it can add up. But the biggest lesson that I learned is how to say no, how to use my powers of discernment and reasoning, and to look inside and know my value, my worth, and what I really have to offer, and that I don't need to pay someone to teach me something that I really already know, that you know, that divine wisdom and getting in touch with the source of all of the truth and goodness. That's really where it is. Because what I've found is that a lot of the coaching, they were not saying things that were terribly original. A lot of things were actually based on God's word in the scriptures, just had a different dressing or label on it. So it was like, wait a minute, I have a background where I studied those things and learned and shared with others. And I said, wait a minute, well, I can tell you that story chapter and verse. Wait a minute, that's not new. Oh, I know it all the time. So it's almost like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. Thought that he didn't have a brain and couldn't think and make decisions, but really, he was wise. He did have power of reason. The same thing with the cowardly lion. If you say, oh, I'm afraid for that. No, maybe it's not real fear. Maybe if you're in survival mode trying to protect yourself, you don't go out there. But really, you do have it inside of you, the courage, and the same as the heart. So, you know, if you can conceive these thoughts and then you can believe them in your heart, you can certainly achieve them as well. When you stay focused on that and move toward that goal, you will be able to accomplish it. And I love the definition of success that we get from Earl Nightingale. It's the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. When you're making that progress, you're going. So I've had a full circle moment. I'm enjoying this time now of just coming right back to what was in my heart, the good values that were instilled in me by my parents and that I know to be true, and just having the confidence and the belief in myself to go about that path and do those things I've always wanted to do.
That sounds great. How are you keeping up with your that creative side of you since you went back into your day job, as you say? And that's one of the things that a lot of people worry about is it's they always think it's either or, it's this or that. And I know that you think that it's both. I can have both
Absolutely.
sides. So go ahead and talk to me a little bit about that, about your
Good.
creative
The
side.
I sure will. It's finding your niche. That's what it is. It's finding your specialty. So when I the first time I did my musical, it was with a grand piano, electric bass, and drums at a small 100 seat theater. It's the Tumaqua Arts Foundation in Orlando. That was great. And then I said, you know what? I would love to make this portable where I can take the show on the road and I don't have to worry about musicians and the commitment and the rehearsals. So I went to the recording studio and I created the tracks with the music and the background vocals, Bluetooth into the karaoke, and here I go. I can take it on the road or plug into someone else's sound system. So then when I did the second iteration of the show, it was in a place where I have my tracks and I can sing and dance and be in character and the storytelling, et cetera, of an original character. There's some rough patches and people say, oh, did you really experience that? Oh, no, it is fiction. Okay. It's a character. I made it up. But anyway, the point is, I found my niche of the type of audiences that I want to perform for. I'm not trying to be a pop star. I'm going to be 53 years old in May. That's not, I may have been interested in that in my 20s, maybe in a way, but now I found my niche. Yes, I have a show. I have a one-woman show. If I meet the right people, we're going to put it into a fully staged production. Two acts, 13 cast members, and a band of seven instruments. I've got the outline for all of that. But for now, my niche, it's retreats and it's exclusive events where people, so far it's women, they are paying for an experience. I call it a five-dimensional experience because they want to be in a room where there's positive energy, where there's feminine creative flow, where there's artistic expression, and where they are seeking something that's going to just stir up their senses. Besides the sight and sound and smell and taste and that tactile feeling, sensations that excite us, you use the bridge of imagination to now go over those into those higher faculties. Now you're getting into your perception and your will and all of those other faculties that take you on a higher level, away from the mundane, so that you can soar inside. Those ideas are sparked and you get excited. Your passion is ignited. So when there are women seeking that type of experience, they're going to find me there to help them get in touch with that so that they leave refreshed, exhilarated, and they're ready to develop some ideas of their own. That's the point. So the retreat space. So that's why I have the Believe Retreat and I have Inspire Her Next Chapter. I've been part of the Global Vision Conference in Florida. I'll be in Sanibel Island this year. So I find specific events where people will appreciate the point and really be able to escape and have an adventure and take that journey with me for a 40-minute show. But then take that light that was ignited in them at that event and now go out to their family, love their family more, do their best performance on the job because they've got an extra little pep to their step. And just everything that they do and touch, they have some extra light because they had that opportunity to experience fully and be immersed in a creative and artistic experience that brings out the best in them. So that's the thing. When you find your niche, you work with it, you're comfortable, you're happy, you found the zone, and everyone benefits.
Absolutely. And it's getting, I think the most important thing in being a human being is helping other human beings get to that soul level. Like you were saying, that highest, beyond the mundane, beyond the everyday. And it's that soul level that you can't live in it all the time. It's too intense. But you can bring those little pieces back with you that then you share with other people. And I think that's beautiful. It's beautiful work that you do. Absolutely, on those retreats. So we have
Thank
three
you.
questions that I ask at the end of every episode. We only have 20, 30 minutes. So I wish I could talk longer, but the first question that I have is, if you could close your eyes just for a moment, okay, and tell me what appears in your mind when I say wise woman. And you can open your eyes and tell me what you see.
Oh, for some reason I saw a lion. I saw a lioness. I went to the animal kingdom. And then actually behind the lioness, I see an elephant. The elephant communities, those are they're maternal, they're matriarchs. They're powerful matriarchs. They lead, they protect, they provide and they nurture and they build. So I show that wisdom in action, like those elephants that never forget and benefit one generation onto the next.
I heard something a couple of weeks ago that talked about elephants, humans, and killer whales are the only mammals on the earth that have menopause.
Right, sure, yeah.
And because that is evidence that the matriarchs, when they're done with their children, then they're there. Why are they there then? They're not there to procreate, they're there to teach. And to keep
Yeah.
the generations going. I loved that when I heard it. And that when you sent into the animal kingdom, I loved it. Thank you. So what is your what is your favorite place to roam?
That is a great question. I'm going to say I like to roam in the creative and arts community. When they have events that I hear about, yeah, take the time. I encourage folks just once a month, can you support something, whether it's an art exhibit, whether it's a conversation about creativity. I love to volunteer at the Tahmquah Foundation to serve wine, direct folks to the bathrooms, do the tickets, count, clean up, and get a free concert. Volunteer,
Absolutely.
volunteer, be of service so that you can have a way to continue to take in this art and beauty so that you can reflect that, be refreshed and renewed. And then be able to carry that beauty and energy into other spaces as well. So show up and roam in the arts, your local arts community.
Oh, I love that. No one has said that yet after all these episodes. I love that. Okay, the last question that I have for you is, what makes you restless, but in a good way?
Okay, I'm going to say probably when it comes to my family, my three grown sons, my two grandbabies, my husband, just celebrating 5 years of marriage, second time around.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Got this stepson and his wife as well, my stepdaughter. So, I've got five, between the two of us, we have five, include the babies, that's seven.
Nice.
Checking on them. Caring for them. How can we get together? We're all going to the circus next week together.
Oh.
We get together about every month. We have this, Super Bowl parties, gatherings for different events. And so I would say I'm a little restless in a good way because I'm always looking for ways to check on everyone, make sure we have what we need, we're okay, and let's enjoy some time together. I miss you. I want to see you. I want to hug you. I want to smell you. I want to feed you. Come on. So I think it's the
Yes.
family that makes me restless.
I love that. No one's answered the question that way either. You're amazing. You're unique and amazing. Thank you so much, Joanna. I appreciate your being on the episode.
Thank you, Julie. Take care.
All right.